The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. We are back, whether you wanted it or not. Here we are. So, good morning, everybody.
Certainly back, and boy, do we have a lot to share with you.
Well, probably a lot to share because I'm just getting a lowdown from what happened during our last week here, and as usual. You know, we try to do new things here all the time. And so we brought in some new guest hosts, except, of course, for Trish. And Trish is, she loves being here, and she does such a great job for Thursday and Friday. But Rocky Slaughter for Monday, and this was Linda's idea, so anybody that's throwing rocks. But I thought it was a good idea. Yeah, let's have Rocky. She said, why don't we try Rocky? You know, it's a different dynamic, totally. Mm-hmm. And it is. And, I haven't always agreed with Rocky, but he is somebody whose heart is into what's going on here in Reading. And then, of course, Ted Leidy. And Ted's been on the show several times, mm-hmm. but it's just kind of like sitting here with me and being co-host.
Now he has a chance to run the show.
I understand he did a great job, too. So I've listened to parts of the shows.
Off.
So thanks a lot, everybody. And, might even get a lunch out of this. But good morning, everybody. It is the 21st of September. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, 7:08 in the morning.
Currently 67 degrees. Our highs today are 93, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 62. Our forecast calls for sunny and high of 91 on Tuesday and Wednesday around 85. As we get to Friday, 87, Saturday, 83, and the temperatures start to lower until the top of the week. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's still cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated. They do give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Well, Carl, we're back in the saddle, and do you care to... Well, you want to talk about what we did over the weekend first, and then go into what our first experience was when we drove down to Sacramento?
Well, we were down when we came back, obviously, on Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening. Sunday, I was part of the poker tournament, charity of your choice, that Wind River was behind. And it went yesterday. So at 10 o'clock in the morning, went down there for lessons. I got there around 10:30 and sat there and thought, okay, it's Texas Hold'em. I got it. I was sitting next to Nigel Skeet.
Did they hold you?
I was sitting next to Nigel Skeet. Nigel is a great photographer. But I saw the way, this guy is also a mover and shaker. But I saw the way he was betting. And I saw the way, I said, he's betting on nothing. He's betting. Because it was play money then. We were just practicing. Well, the game starts. And I'm sitting next to Pete Stiglitz, who, of course, is raising money for the Air Force Memorial. And he was in there. And then the Wind River puts a bounty on Pete in our head that whoever puts us out first gets receives a foursome golf tournament, or go to a play golf foursome. Mm. Oh, okay. So we get into it. And this is where Randall Hempling was incredibly right. Randall Hempling, who plays poker and makes money off playing poker, gets into like the big tournaments in Las Vegas. Said to me, he says, you can be playing exactly right, but you can't just, go against luck. And I ran into that, and I became, can I have a little drum roll here? Please, a little drum roll. Okay, I was the first out. I potted it against Nigel. I had aces dealt to me.
Did it hurt?
I had aces dealt to me, And he and I had aces, and oh my God, they were eights. And so what happens in the dead man's hand? He had three tens. Not only did he have three tens, he had a full house. So it was like, oh. So at the game started at 11:15, and at noon, I walked away from the table. I was shattered, a shattered man. But he did say I could go play golf with him when he gets plays the foursome. So good. Anyway. It was a fundraiser, and I hope they raised lots and lots and lots of money for somebody's favorite charity. What it was is somebody's going to win $2,000 for the favorite charity. Obviously, it wasn't me. So I don't know who won. Maybe somebody, if whoever stayed in there long enough, if you're listening, come on and give us a call. Tell us who won last yesterday. It was pretty good. Anyway, hey, one good thing about coming back.
Well, first of all, I really want to hear about, well, okay, the second. You know, we've got a gazillion things coming out of our minds. We've got to stay on track here, and one of the things that we did, really, although we slept very well when we were in outside of Denver,
we'll share
our trip with you when we get back, because there were like really interesting, gazillion interesting things, but things that happen along the way that you just kind of like smack your head and go, "Are you kidding me? Am I in the Twilight Zone?" But the good Twilight Zone is when you're sleeping very well. And we came back to our sleep number bed, and it was so wonderful to be in our dual technology. And I did change my numbers, because when I came back, I definitely needed it after being in high altitude.
Well, high altitude, and plus other things that were happening. But right now, sleep number is the way to go. I mean, it's the rated number one bed in America. It's rated by Consumer Reports. It doesn't take money. Consumer Reports doesn't. They don't take ad money or anything like that. I can change my bed. My sleep number setting is 45. Linda's sleep number setting is up to 45 now, but we can change that any way we want to. And you can discover the sleep number bed with Sleep IQ technology, which gives you hints on how to sleep better, starting at only $1,099. That's the sleep number bed with Sleep IQ technology. And knowing that you're going to sleep better than you've ever slept in your life, how do you do that? Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on down over there and see the sleep number store, which is like a store of the future. Go down and see Brian or Janice. Ask them to put you on a bed and show you just how well you can sleep at night. Sleep number bed. Some of our favorite. I mean, it's no matter where we go to, we come back. And it's sleep number bed. That's way we, that's how we sleep so well. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. What happens when you order a salad at a well-known chain restaurant in Sacramento? We'll find out.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
From the exquisite artistry of the Moscow Ballet's world-class Russian dancers to the phenomenon of Blue Man Group, the Reading Civic Auditorium is showcasing some serious wow. The 15-16 theatrical season gives stage to the critically acclaimed and includes a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows. The season hails the Moscow Ballet's breathtaking return of the Great Russian Nutcracker the Friday evening after Thanksgiving. The festive Christmas fantasy continues with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas show and stunning debut of the Reading Civic's very own production of a favorite classic, Christmas Carol, A Love Story. 2016 soars to new heights with the pop culture phenomenon Flashdance the Musical. The devilishly enthralling theatrical production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters, the wildly popular Blue Man Group, and astonishing family entertainment of Chris Ferrandi's Stunt Dog Experience. For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:18 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, in the top cardiac hospital, in the top 50 cardiac hospitals in the nation. I mean, this is in the nation. This is Shasta Regional Medical Center. This is local, guys and girls. And how do they do it? Shasta Regional is treating people well. And they just do so many great things. Shasta Regional. Hey, shout out
to our friend Ruth. Happy birthday. Thank you so much for coming yesterday.
Yes.
We had a great day with brunch on the veranda at View 202. One more Sunday left. And Ruth came with her wonderful husband, and they had, it was just nice. It was nice to see them. And I didn't know it was her birthday. So congratulations, happy birthday, and so glad that you guys came.
Yeah, and she's going to be out walking like she does all the time, and hope her husband feels better with the torn rotator cuff. That, you know what, that just hurts.
Okay, Monday morning, let's talk about, we have to share with you. Okay, we did the fly-in drive. You know that why we were gone last week is Carl's sister and brother-in-law, Steve and Sandy, Sandy had been with some friends earlier the week before and at a condo in Winter Park, Colorado, which is about 2 hours out of Denver in the mountains. So it's a ski resort, and of course it's not skiing, so it was very quiet. But her friend graciously gave her the condo for another week if we could join them. So she called us about 5-6 months ago and said, you know, please do. So we did. Well, what we decided to do, because our flight left at 5:55 in the morning, is that we were going to go to Woodland and do the fly and the drive, the park, and the fly. And so we got down there Sunday night, and we looked around where we were at the Holiday Inn Express in Woodland. Looked around like, well, let's just get a salad to go and come back to the room and, you know, watch the game and just kind of chill out. Don't really want to go to dinner. So we stop at a restaurant not to be named.
Sure, we can.
You're going to bash it. All right,
well,
go ahead.
It's not a bash. It's just
Well,
it's
I
just
would think it would be.
What's the name of the – I don't think there's one – well, I guess there
yeah,
is.
Yeah, there is.
Oh. Well, you know what? You know what I'm going to do then? I'm going to go down and check something out. And if it's true, then we can say who the name of it is. Anyway, we ordered a romaine salad. The girl looks at us and
went
says,
to the bar, asked the gal,
romaine
go to
salad.
The menu. Right.
Look at it. It has a nice picture. We like pictures. Okay. She says, I'm sorry, I can't do that. We don't have romaine salad leaves, the big leaves you put to the romaine salad. I said, do you have salad stuff? She said, oh, yeah, we can make salads. I said, fine. Then I'd like to have the Cobb salad. She says, well, I don't have everything for the Cobb salad. We don't have eggs.
And so at that point, we were looking at each other like, Okay. Really? I thought for a minute, Carl, that she was teasing us, that she was going to take us for a ride.
Well, anyway.
Because then you said.
So I said, so
is there
what
chicken?
Don't you have?
Do you have chicken?
She says, do you have? She says, there's no eggs. I said, so how long haven't you had eggs? She said, since June. Now, this is the last time I looked was September, and I said, you don't have eggs? She said, yeah, management has not been delivering eggs to us since June. I said, do you have chicken? She says, yeah, usually we can chase it down and kill it out in the back.
And then
cook it.
Are we on candid camera? I really said, are we on candid camera? Is this a joke? Like, it just didn't seem that this could actually be real.
But it is real because the cost of eggs has gone up so much that they just aren't serving eggs. I said, well, how can you how come it costs the same price? Oh, I put extra avocado on it.
Avocado and bacon bits.
But the bottom line is that this is a national chain. They're not buying eggs. At least the management there is not. And it's something because there's one of them right here in town. No, and this is not one of our own local chains like Black Bear Diner. It is not Black Bear Diner. This is like a one that goes national. So I'm going to go down there maybe today or tomorrow and ask them if they have eggs. And if the answer is no, then I'll just
say. She said it was a corporate decision.
She said corporate, but I don't know if it was just this corporate.
Anyway, and I said, do you think that's not fair that you're showing these pictures and that, you know, that his eggs on it? Shouldn't you put a sign or something that says, you know, eggs are not available, you know, otherwise what happens is now you're making five and six different choices. And she did say it really frustrates me as a server to have food that is mentioned on the menu that I can't serve. And I thought, you're right. That's horrible. But anyway, so we had to share that with you because that was how we started Sunday night. It was the no egg salad.
The altitude. When you think about going up here to Lassen, I think it's 8,000 feet. We started at something like this. You started in Denver at 5,000. And up, we went over a pass that was over 12,000 feet, and we were probably at 10,000 feet. We did go ziplining. And I've ziplined before, but not like this. And when we ziplined, we were carrying all types of gear in the Marine Corps. And this way, though, we have five different zip lines, and the last one was 1,600 feet long.
There are five platforms, and some people have said since we've been back, oh, my gosh, I wouldn't do that because it's not safe. Well, they brought over Swiss experts, and it was a double-cabled. You were harnessed in. It was really quite, you know, both things that we did that were kind of adventure sports were very, like, top class. You knew that they had spent a lot of money and a lot of engineering.
They had a lot of expertise doing the zip lines. But you get up to like 40 miles an hour.
And 1,100 square feet and 11,000 elevation, excuse me.
Yep. So the only thing you could say is that there is a single point of failure on it, though. Bob, guess what that is? When you're doing 50 miles an hour down the zip line.
What would the single point of failure be?
Single point of failure was where they hooked your D-ring, which was you know, probably, you know, tested for 5,000 pounds and all the, you know, the wires and everything. They had you snapped it into a harness you were wearing
carabiner?
Oh, no, it wasn't even a carabiner. It was a strap. It was a strap sewn into the harness, mm-hmm. One strap. Now, that strap was probably, you know, was tested also, but you only went through one strap instead of two straps. I would have put a second strap on there, as we usually do, so you're hooked to the line.
Yeah.
So they had a single point of failure there, is that if that had snapped, you would have gone. I mean, there was nothing holding you to the wire except that one carabiner. So that was kind of interesting.
Well, we all felt extremely.
I didn't mention it.
I'm glad you didn't, because we all felt extremely secure. And your sister had gone the week before with her girlfriends, and then had gone 2 years prior to that with her girlfriends. Because her again, Sandy's friend Kathy, shout out to her in Colorado, owns this condo. And the View, I met this gentleman by the name of Sam that came with his daughter. And he said he grew up in that area and skied. And we looked and we said to him, everything felt like the mountains were so intensely steep there. How did he said, well, that's where I skied with my friends. We really wanted to do a family outing. We went to Keystone.
You go to Breckenridge. He says, yeah, Keystone or Breckenridge, because you don't ski up there unless you're a real skier at Winter Park. And when you're looking at the mountains, you can take a look at it. They're straight up and down. And you just have to ask yourself, who can ski that? But there's probably people out we're talking to right now that can
And then I have to say, the top, probably the one of the top five things that I've done in my lifetime, and trust me, I've traveled a great deal and some very exciting things, fly fishing on the Colorado was really, it's first of all, it's not for sissies. You know, even though you could sit down and there's a two-man boat, and our fly guide, Mitch, who owned the outrigger company that did this, Carl and I had, you know, those things that you can stand up in and kind of, you know, lock yourself in, but you don't really lock yourself in. You just have to lean in into it, right?
It's a place you can lean, you can stand up and put your thighs into.
So we went down rapids. We were going down rapids and standing up, and it was very exciting. We both caught a fish. I know mine looked like, if you saw it on Facebook, it looked like a piece of bait. But still, it was the thrill of it all. And it was just, you know, it's really wonderful when you do get the opportunity to travel, just going to airports and seeing how other people, you know, think and talk. And it's just, it's expansive, mind expanding always to travel and see, again, how other states view things, reading the paper from other states, et cetera.
They have an abundance of money in Colorado right now.
We heard.
Due to the marijuana and the cost of housing, or the real estate is going up at like 2% a month there, because all these people that are making the marijuana money, they can't put it in the banks because the banks are a little wary of taking all this money that the feds are saying is not it's still illegal, and they can't do anything with the IRS because IRS says you cannot deduct things that are illegal. So that, you know, and growing or any of those. So what can they do with their money? Well, they're putting in real estate.
And they're buying bubble.
They're buying a lot of real estate there. You know, but they're, and also the state has made already, they said after we reach like $50 billion, we're going to start giving money back, but they're not going to do that when they say, you know, like in different projects. But this is making money like you can't believe over there. And it's interesting. And we talked to this one guy. He says, I don't use marijuana. But then he explained everything in the world about it, about how they're trying to breed out the THC in it and just keep the types of ingredients or the type thing that makes up marijuana, taking out the stuff that makes you, that gets to your head. So you can use it in medical ways, you know, for treating kids with diseases and even Alzheimer's. But it was very interesting listening to him talk about it. So, okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break. We got a lot of things going on today. And I think when we're coming back, we want to talk about fires. How about refugees? How about the Emmys last night? Volkswagen? All of these things. We've got all these things to talk about. But this portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends down at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It's been an important part of our community for over 45 years, and they invite you to become a Civic member. By becoming a member, you will strengthen the community connection, and we think you're going to love those benefits they have on it. Early tickets, great seating, all these things. There are several membership levels. Find out more at readingcivic.com or the Civic Box Office. Carl and Linda Bott, we'll be right back. 7:28 in the morning here on the 21st of September. It is 67 degrees out there, going up to 91 today. We'll be right back.
Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It's Monday, the 21st of September, 7:32 in the morning, 68 degrees, going up to 98 today. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You can find any type of jewelry you like there at great prices. If you don't see it, ask for it. You can never tell what Leonard has back in the safe back there.
Ask him to go get it. Hey, you know, we want to talk, you know, there's so much stuff. We've been gone for a week. There's so much stuff to talk about. But in the headlines today, Carl, I just thought this was interesting. The Hungarian government placed a full-page advertisement in Lebanese and Jordanian newspapers today warning migrants that they can be jailed if they enter the country illegally.
Well, of course, Europe is in the middle of a migration, and I say it's migration, a crisis, because you're getting thousands, tens of thousands of refugees, many of them Syrian, almost all of them from the Middle East, coming through there to, you know, quote, escape. But the thing about it is that, you know, you think, oh, these poor families and these children and all that, and that's in it because they had the photo of the three-year-old child on the beach. Of course, mm-hmm. That's just tragic. But when you find out that most of the migrants that are coming in here, the immigrants coming in are these in the displaced people, refugees, are male. Two-thirds of them are male, and many of them are in that 18 to 30-year age group. You know, the military age who are running to escape the fighting and being conscripted into the armies there. So two-thirds of those coming into the countries are young men of working age, and there's no jobs.
Well,
so
when you pull,
what are they going to do with that?
When you pull this up in USA Today, in huge red letters, again, a full-page ad, information underneath, Hungarians are hospitable, but the strongest possible action is taken against those who attempt to enter Hungary illegally. The illegal crossing of the country's border is a crime punishable by imprisonment. Do not listen to the people smugglers, period. Hungary will not allow illegal immigrants to cross its territory. Now, can you get any more red light, siren,
specific,
strong line in the sand than that?
Yeah, and, you know, the thing about it is Hungary's being, you know, inundated. Now, we, on our, and the U.S. is going to accept more refugees, 86,000 in 2016 and 100,000 in 2017. Many or most are from Syria. War refugees. War and refugees. Why is this happening in Syria? How about a failed policy of the Obama administration spearheaded by Hillary Clinton in the Middle East, where Egypt fell and now it's under military rule? You've got Libya being fought over by two to three different factions in Libya, where it's just nothing but war. And then, of course, Syria, where leading from behind has led to millions of refugees leaving, storming the Channel, which is the Channel Tunnel in France, trying to get into England. England, the one good thing England's got is it's an island, you know, so it's going to be harder to get to them. And the rest of the Europe is being inundated with these failed policy reminders of the Obama administration that, hey, guess what? When you start messing around in there and you start taking sides, but you don't back it up, look what happens. Look what the Iranians are saying. You know, the young Iranian said, "Hey, look, we knew you were going to back us up, but time for it to came for it to come." Obama said nothing, did nothing, and many of the young college age Iranians were stamped on by their government. And of course, Iraq, a failed, you know, talk about snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. We won there. We had it under control. And Obama's foreign policy plan was to pull out all of the military there, and look what's happened. A total failure. How people can say, oh, yeah, oh, well, we wouldn't be there if it wasn't for Bush. Okay, we wouldn't have been there for Bush. But guess what? Just because you have one policy that wasn't, you know, correct, you don't triple down on it. I learned that yesterday. You don't put all your money in on a couple of good cards because you're looking at the other guy and you don't really know what he has. So what do? You maintain what you have. You don't go all in, which is what the Obama administration did when they pulled out all those troops out of Iraq. The Obama administration needs to look at those European leaders, look them in the eye and say, you know what? It's my failed policies that caused this, but guess what? You guys helped me.
Speaking of failed policies, is that a lot of times we just think that the Food and Drug Administration is taking care of us. That's why they've been put into place, is to govern. Well, on trial for the first time ever is a food poisoning of American food processors. A year after a federal jury convicted him of crimes behind a salmonella outbreak, blamed for killing 9 people and sickening hundreds more, former Peanut executive Art Stewart Parnell returns to court facing possible imprisonment for the rest of his life. A sentencing hearing was scheduled for Monday in Albany, Georgia, for the 61-year-old former owner of Peanut Corporation of America. Due in U.S. District Court with Parnell were 2 co-defendants, his brother and a plant manager, also found guilty in what experts call, again, the first food poisoning trial of American food processors.
Well, I believe that this is what happened. There was that the way they processed this, and they knew when they were processing it that it could get people sick. They knew this. And they still, instead of stopping everything, destroying the peanuts, they sold them. They sent them out, and then you had people die, hundreds getting ill. I mean, come on. This is like like any type of drug or food, that if you know, if you knew that you had salmonella, which they knew, from what I understand, in the potato salad, would you put it out at the party?
Yeah.
Or just because you needed potato salad? No. You wouldn't.
Oh.
And they were getting ready to lose a lot of money. So what he did was, hey, we're just going to risk it. You know, little peanut, big, you know, a lot of people. Probably not going to hurt anybody.
There's a friend at the doggy park who had a salad that 20 people got sick from, and it was salmonella. It was a maybe just, if who knows, and somebody had made it fresh, but they, who knows?
If you've never
maybe
had salmonella poisoning,
oh,
you haven't lived. So I tell you what, I got it in Croatia, and let me tell you how much fun that is.
Two exits, no waiting.
There you go. And the thing about it is that, you know what, I just kept going to work for about a half a day, and I'd come back, and, you know, this was when, you know, there's a photo of me. I looked like I had escaped from Dachau.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you, because I just, you know, everything was just,
wow.
If it went into my mouth, 5 minutes later, it was gone.
Bad stuff.
And it's bad, and I tell you, and I could see where young people, I mean, I eventually, strong as I am, and I'm strong. At one point, after like 2 weeks, I was at a dinner, and I passed out. Mm. Right before the dinner started, I just passed out because I had been so dehydrated. They took me to a Croatian hospital in a Croatian ambulance and put me in a Croatian hospital room next to two old guys. I mean, old guys that were dying. And I'm sitting, and I'm laying there in the room between them, and they've got IVs pumping into me. And by the time I left there at noon the next day, they had pumped, I don't know, two or three quarts of fluid
Thank
back
God.
Into me. But I could see where if you're an elderly or you're a child, this could kill you.
Good
and
way,
this
yeah.
is exactly – oh, because you just – everything that you have in your body, just it just sucks out all the moisture if you're lucky.
If you are a regular user of the voice and chat service Skype, you will notice that today Skype is having – and Microsoft bought them a couple of years ago, so it's a Microsoft company. But Skype is down globally, and a lot of companies rely on Skype.
Wow.
And a lot of people – for some people, it's their only telephone service, the voice over IP.
Let's hope to get this fixed by Friday.
Well, interestingly enough, I was thinking about Skyping my girlfriend in Greece because of all the refugees and everything that's happening. Is that going to affect her travels? One more thing, Carl, in the headlines today, I thought that was interesting because we were talking about the Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga.
Yeah.
Where Carl's sister and brother-in-law live. And, well, Volkswagen stock plunged 20% this morning as investors grappled with the automaker's apology for cheating on emissions tests and a corresponding halt in diesel sales. Shares of the German automaker, the world's largest vehicle manufacturer, through the first 6 months of 2015 had fallen from $129.50 as of 7:45. The stock is listed in Europe.
Yep, it's down 20%. Now, here's what they did. And, okay, this is talk about German technology, right?
It's always been.
It's no, but this is how
the
they
best.
Got. This is how they got in trouble. Now, Bob, you got to listen to this because if you haven't read on this, this is something that is.
Oh yeah, been covered.
Is, okay, 500,000 diesel cars.
Yep.
That they sold in America. Now they're not. You're not in danger if you drive it. There's nothing dangerous about them, so don't worry about it from that point of view. However, their emissions have something in the engine that it can tell if it's being tested, and it clicks on the emission controls.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the test goes off, it clicks them off. Imagine this. Okay, so that means if you go down for a smog test or any type of emission test because the U.S. and they're checking emissions. The emissions control kicks in, and it shows that you've got lower emissions. As soon as it's out, it clicks off, and it means you get better gas mileage and more power and all this stuff. This is how they did it. This wasn't skirting it. This was how does this skirting it? This was just really great technology. They plugged into the Volkswagen diesels that they got caught on.
Yeah. I think it was our very own Carb that discovered this. And, you know,
really?
I have mixed
Our Carb did that?
Yeah.
Huh.
I have a kind of a mixed feeling about this because I think that some of the rules that have been imposed by the California Air Resources Board, guys with armbands with, I won't go there. But anyway, they're extremely draconian. Now, do we need to cut the emissions and all that? Yes. Did Volkswagen really do the pooch on this one? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, you
and
know,
they're going to pay big.
Oh, they're talking, let me see how much, $18 billion in fines, $37,450 per car comes out to something like $18 billion. That they're going to end up paying out on this because, you know, and I know what they're thinking is that the CARB rules in California are unreasonably higher than they are in other states in our nation. And that's probably what started it. But you know what? Volkswagen has a big reputation for being, they put out Passants, they put out these Audis. I mean, they put out good cars.
So much for Farfignugen.
Okay. Now, What else we have going on here? I tell you what, let's just take a quick break here because we've got a lot more to talk about. Fires and a few other
Emmys.
Things are going on. Well, the Emmys, too. And then Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, stepped into a firefight with his comment about should a Muslim be elected president? Mm. Let's talk about that when we get back, too. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's 17 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 21st of September. 68 degrees, going up to 98 today. Good morning, everybody.
Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchard. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Wellgate Sports Club invites you to their grand reopening gala on Saturday, September 26th, a day of food, fun, friendship, and fitness. From noon to 2 p.m. is open house with class demonstrations, live music, and refreshments. Take a guided tour of the Wellgate facilities. Experience five-star service, white-glove cleanliness, and high-end amenities and programs, including an indoor saltwater pool and state-of-the-art workout facility. From 5 to 8 p.m., you'll walk the red carpet and get your picture taken by paparazzi as you enjoy the Wellgate Sports Club evening gala in support of One Safe Place. Sample exquisite cuisine from several local area restaurants, as well as the finest North State beer and wine featuring Mosley Cellars. Enjoy live music by the pool featuring Bob and Andy Off the Charts, the Lindsay Thomas Band, or inside entertainment with DJ Bobette. The evening festivities include artists, door prizes, and a silent auction with all proceeds benefiting One Safe Place. Call 768-1205 and reserve your complimentary tickets today. And join us Saturday, September 26th at Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Tensions are high and anticipation is building for the 26th annual Ducky Derby presented by Reading East Rotary. In fact, some ducks are already out there training. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. Everyone wins and you could be the winner of a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina.
We've got to be ready for September 27th at 1:30 for the big dock.
Plus, second prize is a San Francisco Giants weekend courtesy of InterWest Insurance.
See you there September 27th at 1:30 p.m.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, everybody. It's 13 minutes until 8 o'clock here on Monday, the 21st of September. Phone lines here 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Mighty Fine Foods. Dryer's ice cream by the scoop. I have over 1,000 cold drinks, including 250 different kinds of beers. That's right, 250 different kinds of beers. Over 350 liquor and wine choices. Daily deli specials under $5 and barbecue every Friday. You can't get any better than that, except one thing. Locally owned, locally operated, father-son team right here. Great, great people that are here. And on Mighty Fine Foods, great stories behind them, things they've done in their lives, and that it's a either what do they say, the world's largest convenience store or the smallest supermarket. He's got it all there. And I tell you what, clean, professional, the food's great.
Put a lot of energy in
that
place.
They do a lot of stuff there. $2.99 in Deschutes, right down in Bella Vista. Head on down there. And you know what? Like we said, locally owned, locally operated, one-stop shop on the way to go to the lake. All right, somebody called in and said, hey, you know, we talked about Volkswagen, but here's GM. That for, and is absolutely true, for decades, with this ignition switch, problem they knew about, resulted in over 109 deaths, and there's over 100 deaths, and you know, all types of injuries. And the caller said, you know, they got a relative slap on the wrist compared to what, you know, what could happen. Well, here's the thing about the GM. Is they, you know, the woman that came in to take over GM is trying to mitigate this as much as possible. She said, look, we did made a lot of mistakes. We did things wrong. They put a $9 billion fund up to help the people that were killed and injured and, you know, other things like that. But the question is if somebody knew about this, knew that this was leading to crashes and deaths, isn't there going to be some kind of criminal trial over this? I mean, wouldn't you think that there'd be a that the government would say, well, look, who did know about this? Did you know about this? And it seems like they knew about it from the plant all the way up to the higher echelons there. I don't know if the, you know, the CEO knew about it, but somebody in there knew that this was causing problems. And it's a, and they've instituted ways so the people on the floor that are building these building the cars have a way to report this. But I find it interesting. That was a good point, is that, you know, if they're going to fine Volkswagen $39,000 per car or for $18 billion, if it goes that high. It may not go that high, so caller, so it may not be that way. But it was an interesting point. Middletown has destroyed 1,052 homes. 19,000 people evacuated, five people killed. They found another body, but they think that this one was a suicide. They had nothing to do with the fire. Lake County is burning down. Trinity County, 10% of Trinity County. Now, we were gone for a week, Bob, so we've had other fires, and they're talking about other fires where another 600 homes were burnt. Hundreds of thousands of acres burned this summer, and the fire season is still on.
Yes, it is.
Because they say it goes through October heavy.
Yeah. Until the September rains really start laying down.
Well, we had some rains last week. So
nothing
maybe,
that counts.
I thought it rained real hard yesterday when we were gone.
The aggregate was a tenth of an inch when you spread out over the whole area. All it might have done is start some new growth for understory. It's we need a lot of rain to put the fires out and to give us any kind of a fighting chance here. It's rough.
Well, when you have a zero snowpack in the year before, you have less than 10 feet of snowpack. We're talking to people in Colorado, and they said that their storms came in and dumped a lot of snow on them. And I said, you know, we had nothing. We had our Mount Shasta, our ski parks were working for what, a couple of weeks out of the year. And they were running, these people were running all the way through into, March almost. But these fires, again, the ways we take care of our forest, the environmentalists fight the battle against going in and clearing out all this underbrush where you could then use it for biomass for the wood burning, for the plants, for the cogen plants and things like this. What a great idea. It puts all these people to work, puts all this stuff on the road, we make electricity. It's a renewable asset, as been said by the leaders here in California, unlike hydroelectric power, which is not for some reason, is not a green energy, a renewable asset. But all this is, and you can clean out the forest, and let's just face it, you talk about carbon in the air. How much carbon, Bob? Does a acre of forest release in a fire?
And get that. I saw
you need to
number,
look that up
yeah.
because it releases. They say, oh, it releases carbon as it decomposes and all this. Okay, that's true. It absolutely does. But what happens when you burn? Let's just say 100,000 acres, 10%, 89 square miles of Weaver or of Trinity County, I understand, burned. So you've got 10% of a county burning, and figure out how much carbon is released into the air that may not have been if the forest had been logged, and if they had been done responsibly, had cleaned out all the underbrush like you see in other states. I mean, we've driven through other states and seen it's like alongside the road. It's almost like park-like because they've cleaned out all the small trees and all the underbrush. You remember that?
Beautiful.
Going through Wyoming. So, I mean, this whole thing. Okay. I've waited till now. Because
every acre of coniferous forest releases not quite 5 metric tons of carbon into the atmosphere.
When it's burnt?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 5 metric tons for every acre goes in the atmosphere. All right.
All right, Grammys? Emmys? Excuse me.
Self-licking ice cream cone.
Well, Game of Thrones won drama series. John Hamm from Mad Men. Now, you know, that was probably one of my, you know how you binge watch? I watched Mad Men, but I missed the last season. I still haven't seen the last season. Actress in a drama series, Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder. Supporting actor in a drama series is Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones. That now, is, did he make history?
I don't know. He may have been the first. I'm not sure what is the word dwarf. Is that an acceptable word that have won? I think has won anything. But what a great actor he is!
Yes, he's spectacular. Did you think he was British?
I did.
Did you know he's a Shakespearean actor?
Yeah, he was born in New Jersey.
New Jersey, I love it.
I thought he was English this whole time.
Game of Thrones, Best Directing, Orange is the New Black, Uzo Aduba, she's hilarious. That was great. She just really, I've never seen somebody gush and thank her sister. She thanked her sister, and her sister was crying. I thought, how wonderful to be that close in all of your gratitude and to thank your sister and your family so much. Great. Comedy actress is Allison Janney on Mom. Actor was Tony Hale and Veep. Actress in a comedy series was Julia Louis-Dreyfus in Veep. And the comedy series was Jeffrey Tambor, who, of course, plays the transgender in Transparent. But the list goes on, and it was not a bad night. Okay,
they all took their shots at Trump when they could.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, did they. So going on to, you know, looking through what's going on in the headlines, of course, the Pope, Francis, is going to be visiting the United States. And he's going to be all over the East Coast in New York, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. Coming upon one of the, you know, in each place, that there's a map of if you want to see the Pope while he's in the United States, this is what, you know, this is where you can go. Well, you know, there's a very large chair, very popish chair. Cardinal Timothy Dolan unveils the chair Pope Francis will use during Mass at Madison Square Garden during his visit to New York City. The chair was constructed in a Port Chester garage by immigrant day laborers and will be used by the Pope September 26th.
When it says immigrant day laborers, do we mean illegal immigrant?
It doesn't say.
You know, you can't tell anymore because they just say immigrants. Are we supposed to assume that they forgot the word illegal?
I don't know.
Were they immigrants that came in, you know, legally in the United States and then they built it? Or are these guys illegal? So, you know, see, here's the whole thing that the papers do. And they make a big part of saying, hey, we'll never use the word illegal aliens again and all this stuff. But they are. They're illegal. They're here illegally. The census of the United States, it takes and does all the, you know, everybody gets their numbers out of it, shows that the vast majority of when you have people here illegally are using much more of this, you know, the services, social services, than people that are born here in the United States. It's just a remarkable amount of money we're spending here, and mainstream media don't even want to use the word illegal here anymore. Oh, they're just immigrants. No, they're here illegally. Oh, and, oh, you know, what about you guys? You know, what about when you came in? You know, what about the Native Americans? Okay, show us where it's said. Show us a law or a codified set of laws when the pilgrims came to the United States that said you can't come into the country unless you go through a certain area and go through our checklist. It wasn't on there. So you can't say, oh gosh, you came here illegally too. No, there was no laws. It's one of the stupidest arguments. It's a little kid's argument. When there weren't any laws, when they first came here, what did the Indians think? Indians didn't have any laws. They didn't have any that said, no, you can't come in. We have actually have laws that say you can't come across the border unless you do it a certain way. And so what do? Oh, we ignore it. Or we do, like, we make them dreamers so that they can stay. And then when somebody actually talks about it, he gets vilified because, oh, how could you even talk about making these people that came here illegally leave? It's easy. They came here illegally. Make them leave. I don't understand why it's so hard for people to understand that it would save us money. It would save us a great deal of time and effort if people that were here illegally were not here illegally. Anyway, okay. Next hour. Next hour we have a lot. Hopefully we have this guest that has been set up for a couple of weeks and hope he's here because it could be a great show. But I didn't get a chance to call or couldn't reach him, and we'll have to see.
Don't worry, there's
on.
A lot to cover here. But stay, do stay with us here on KCNR 1460. Currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios. We're excited to be back here on this Monday morning. It's the 21st of September with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, I can say my name. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenya. Congressional leaders are setting out the ground rules for when Pope Francis enters the House chamber for his speech to Congress later this week. They're telling House and Senate members there will be no handshakes and no chatting with the Pope as he makes his way down the center aisle. The United States has eased rules effective today, making it easier for Americans to travel to and to do business in Cuba.
Authorized American citizens now will be able to travel by cruise ship or ferry to Cuba without seeking specific authorization from the U.S. government and are permitted to open and maintain bank accounts there. Also, the U.S. and Cuba should finalize an agreement on resuming direct commercial airline routes, though the first flights won't start until next year.
Correspondent Greg Clugston. U.S. home sales slid in August by the most since January as tight supplies and rising prices discouraged potential buyers.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes declined 4.8% from the previous month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.31 million. It's the lowest level since April. Solid job growth and low mortgage rates have boosted sales 6.2% in the past year. However, the median home price has gone up 4.7% during that time, much faster than incomes, which have increased at a 2.2% rate.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Hungary's prime minister says millions of migrants are laying siege to the borders of his country and other parts of Europe, putting the continent in danger. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is raising the number of refugees it will take in from around the world to 85,000 next year and 100,000 in 2017.
We're doing what we know we can manage immediately.
Secretary Kerry made that announcement during a visit to Berlin. During that visit, he met with Germany's foreign minister. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Everyone is talking about War Room.
This is my favorite place in this house. I call it my War Room.
Hi, this is Alex Kendrick, co-writer and director of War Room. Pray with us that God continues to use it to impact millions more for His glory.
War Room, starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, and T.C. Stallings.
You need to do your fighting in prayer.
War Room, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now playing. Tickets and showtimes at warroomthemovie.com.
GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson speaks out about Muslims in the White House.
GOP presidential hopeful Dr. Ben Carson says he doesn't believe a Muslim should be elected president.
I would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation. I absolutely would not agree with that.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, Carson did say, though, he thinks Muslims should be able to serve in Congress.
Congress is a different story, but it depends on who that Muslim is and what their policies are.
Council on American Islamic Relations spokesman Ibrahim Hooper was quickly calling for Dr. Carson to withdraw from the race. Hooper says Carson's comments suggest that he doesn't understand or believe in the Constitution. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Alaskans are waiting to hear today how much they'll be getting in their annual oil checks, this despite low prices and a state budget deficit. Most predictions put the yearly oil check at about $2,000. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. 19 people were dumped into the chilly waters of New York City's East River when their dragon boat overturned, but life jackets prevented any injuries. Franklin Chu tells WPIX-TV his boat got caught in the wake of other boats in the East River.
We tried to avoid the wakes on the other side, but as we turned towards shore, there were two other wakes on the other side from probably other boats. And one after the other, our boat was overwhelmed and it sank.
The Coast Guard said the wooden dragon boat from the Azumi Rowing Club was completely submerged by the time rescue crews arrived on the scene near Queens. Volkswagen's share price is tanking today following the German automaker's admission that it rigged U.S. emissions tests for about 500,000 diesel cars. The price fell nearly 16% in early European trading. The company has promised to cooperate with U.S. regulators. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. Good morning. It's Monday, September the 21st. It is 5 after 8 here. Phone lines are 605-4567, which rolls into several others. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, which is the way I was able to listen to a lot of the shows while we were gone. And good morning to Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody. 71 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be high today with a 93. Actually, we've got, like, again, like what Bob says, is that varying degrees from the airport to different locations of pockets of air. So according to our National Weather Service, it says our high is going to be 93. Low tonight with 62. Some of the forecasts are calling for 95 as well. Sunny tomorrow with 91. And Wednesday, 85. As we get closer to the weekend, our temperatures are around 83. And Sunday, last day of brunch on the veranda, folks, of Jazz Brunch of U202, 80 degrees. Won't that be spectacular? The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. 365-3793.
That's right. Discounts for seniors and veterans here. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Terry. Did you miss us?
Especially the first day.
What? Wait.
When Trish was on, no.
Are you
the
saying,
first day, are you, oh my gosh.
What?
I mean, I was wondering if Rocky Slaughter was going to ask Grant Weaver if it was boxers or briefs. Oh my gosh, Carl. If you ever leave us again,
it was,
I will
really
hunt you down and hurt you.
It was probably
you
good.
You cannot leave.
It was good.
We love you.
It was good.
You cannot leave.
Hey, you know what? It's always good to hear other
Terry.
Points of view, Terry. You know what? We try to be as fair as we are, but I know I'm conservative on a lot of things. But and Rocky, who's got, you know what? I still believe that Rocky. I do believe that Rocky's got the best interest of Redding in his head. But he's
Carl,
got a completely different. He's got a completely
Bob,
different.
Don't make excuses.
I'm not. He's got a. He's
okay,
got a different viewpoint.
Let's talk about what's going on.
Okay,
tonight.
Let's.
Please don't leave us.
Okay.
Don't leave us. Linda, how are you? You gorgeous
I'm
critter.
Good.
Write us a check every week. We'll stay here.
No,
that's right.
Was,
you cannot leave.
No,
no,
it was
no,
nice.
No, no. Or if you leave with Trish, Han, and Bob.
Yeah, we had.
Bob's wonderful too. You know,
we had good.
Bad Bob,
me, I just
know.
Bought my boat.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Let's hear all about it. What's
okay,
happening tonight?
Tonight we have Shelley Gibbs, and
oh,
as you know, from
the
Internet Pregnancy Center.
Yes, good choice.
And those, and you guys had a great program with her. She is going to be at the Tea Party tonight at 6 p.m. at Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 Bonneview Road. And, you know, this bill they're trying to pass, this AB 775, that these people who are in CareNet have to tell girls that they have an option for abortion, or they get a fine of $500. If they do it twice, it's a fine of $1,000 each time.
But yet it doesn't go the other way. It doesn't say that people at Planned Parenthood that you have this option.
Yes, sir.
To keep your baby, and here's where CareNet is. It doesn't.
Well, here's the thing that really frosts me. Guy Asherman, what a hero, has an event. We are seeing babies, and I hope this isn't too graphic, and I'll try not to make it, that are kicking on a table that are alive, and the doctors are wanting to keep them alive so they can harvest the brains. Where are you, pastors? If you go to a church and you're listening out there and your pastor's not there tonight to hear what this woman says, shame on them.
Well,
shame on them.
The last time they had something like this, they invited 40 pastors from around here, and seven showed up. And this is what I don't understand.
It wasn't even seven.
Well, okay.
They were elders, but not pastors.
The thing I don't understand is that whatever you think about women's rights and all these other things. I mean, there's a certain point when these are babies. These babies can live, and when you start talking about harvesting, it just goes against the grain of the culture of our system to start harvesting baby parts. Anyway,
exactly,
but Shelley Gibbs works tirelessly with no federal money and no city or county money to give that other option to families to couples that want. Or girls that want to keep that baby. So tonight, 6 p.m., it's a good way to go listen to somebody that knows what she's talking about. She's going to be on the show Wednesday, by the way.
Oh, that's great. And, again, I want to challenge you out there. If you go to church somewhere, get your pastor there. Where are these guys? Can you imagine having a situation like this and they're not standing up? And I want to ask you one quick question, Carl. Is being so devoted to veterans like you are and such a patriot, if you knew that they were actually murdering vets by not giving them their medicine, and it was right there down in Reading, and you knew that was happening, would you cancel a potluck, or would you stop talking about how we're going to have a Harvest Day festival and have candy for all the kids in Reading? We need more candy, and go down there and try to stop that? Would you do that?
Of course you would.
Where are the pastors? Where are you, folks? Where are you, pastors? I'm just absolutely flabbergasted that Guy does this, and he gets like one or two pastors and a few people sent from the church. Nothing was more important than that. I'm sorry to be so passionate about it, but we don't want to be Nazi Germany, and Carly Fiorina is right. That's what happened in Nazi Germany. They turned their back. The Christians turned their back on the Jews.
Okay, tonight, 6 p.m.
All right,
Gibbs.
My good friend.
Thank you.
Good to have you back, darling.
Okay, Terry, thanks. I always love your passion. All right.
Okay. That's tonight at 6 p.m. at Destiny Fellowship Church on South Bonneview. Hey, who do we have sitting here?
And bright yellow.
Can't miss him. Tell you what, I wish I'd seen you at 6:30 this morning, man.
We need a cup of coffee.
Hey, yeah, you don't. I mean, just like here, the general manager of the Coke 45s, the big hit of the summer, the big. You know what? I've got big Kahuna's already on the chat room, so it can't be you.
Rick,
you are the man, Rick Bassetti.
Wait a minute.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Well,
how are you this morning, Rick?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much.
You know what? What a great year. You know what? Let's take an early break, and I'll tell you why. So we can get into this, because I want to get into what happened this summer and all the great things. I mean, I tell you what, I have heard nothing. And we talked to a lot of people.
Sure.
But great things about what's going on and what happened this summer. I mean, I tell you what, if that doesn't – I know how you are emotionally invested in this team, too. So we're going to try and keep it so you don't get too choked up here, all right? Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business right there on Hilltop that has Espresso Joe's. When it's getting a little bit chillier now, get down and get that great coffee, but you can buy any type of wine, almost any type of wines, and beer there, of course, and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the whole Northern California area. With a walk-in humidor, you're not going to find anywhere else. Just outstanding quality there. And veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe. So get in there, veterans, get your coffees and get your discounts. Again, a veteran-owned business, do so much for our community. Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's about 13 after 8 here on the 21st of September. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, Rick Bassetti.
You 2202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 17 after 8 this morning. 68 degrees out there.
Absolutely. 8:16 in the morning. Like Carl said, it's the 21st of September. Currently 73 degrees. Going to be sunny today with temperatures around 93. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 62. Tomorrow 91. Mostly clear tomorrow night with 60 degrees. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. What's going on, Carl?
It's a veteran-owned company, too. The Stillwater Powwow is happening October 2nd through the 4th. $3 admission, which, I mean, frankly, $3 admission. You can't beat this show. October 1st, inside the event center, the doors open at 5:30. They have the Elders and Princess Dinner. Tickets are $10 for that. And, of course, the powwow itself at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. You know, if you haven't been to this, and there's people that haven't been, you need to do that. You need to see this, because it is the dancing and just the pageantry is so cool there at the Stillwater Powwow. It's going to be October 2nd through the 4th, and October 1st is the Honored Elders and Princes Dinner, and, of course, the State of the Tribe, September 30th, inside the Event Center. All right. Hey, you know, one thing we forgot to do really officially was thank Bob Belongi.
Yes,
Bob. Bob, you are the glue that holds it together when we're gone. And everybody, you know, everybody says that. You know, oh, no, Bob's there. You know, Bob takes care of it. So thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, I mean, it's true. And you've been with us since before the first day. Bob Belongi. Wow.
Connecting the wires as laying on his back with the
red
flu.
Wire. Right. Yeah, that's right. And Okay. Hey, we're back with the general manager of the Colt 45s, the success story of the summer. and maybe the year. Colt 45s. Gosh, where did we start? Okay, Colt 45s 3 years ago.
3 years ago, Carl, the team had 26 home games scheduled, and they drew an average of 40 fans a night for a total of about a little right around 1,000 people.
40 fans a night.
Right.
Wow.
And that was a big night.
That was probably. and it's nothing to knock or anything like that.
No, no, it was just the way it was.
That's the way that it was. And so then when we were asked to get involved, we just said, okay, but it's gonna, we're gonna charge, we're gonna go, and it's gonna be a business, and it's gonna be run like a business. We there hadn't been any board meetings for probably like 4 or 5 years. We reconstituted the board that initiated going through a total reincorporation of the organization. We became our own 501c3. We went to a 40-game home schedule, only a few games on the road. And the first year we drew 7,500 people. And then the next year we upgraded the ballpark. We put about $200,000 into the ballpark, you know, new seating, new backstop, new dugouts, and we jumped to 16,000 people. And then this year we got 32 nonprofit organizations had their night at Tiger Field out of those 40 games. And attendance this year swelled to 26,300 people at the game. So we averaged 690 paid attendance a night down at the ballpark. And it's when you have that kind of response, it allows us to do some of the things that we're doing. Like, you know, it really wasn't in the long-term plans for the Colt 45s to manage or to maintain Tiger Field.
Right.
But we started looking at it. We go, you know, if we want to keep this field in pristine, the best condition we can, who best to do it but us? And so we approached the city and asked them if they, would they allow us to maintain it. And there had to be some of the sign-offs from the different groups that are maintaining it already. And they agreed to that. And then we also started providing security down at South City Park as a whole. So between those two, you know, you're looking at close to $75,000, $80,000 a year that the Colt 45s, who 3 years ago didn't have any money in the bank, are now obligating themselves and paying now for this to continue. And if it wasn't for our partners in this, you know, like North State Security and McIntyre Landscaping, who are helping us with these, it wouldn't happen.
Well, it is, you know, because people buy, you know, people buy into this.
Absolutely.
Muse Concrete, Boyce yep. Muse, yep. Everybody.
Nichols, Melberg, Rosetto has done all of our engineering and our design yep. work down there for us.
And I'm not sure who was laying the... because I need to, we need to find out who did this. We're laying the concrete blocks. In the
oh, yeah, that's Huber Burton,
okay.
Masonry.
Yeah. Yeah,
Jimmy Huber, Dave Burton. They did all the brickwork for the dugouts the year before. And then also underneath all those nice stadium seats, there's like 32 concrete piers underneath yeah. there that are supporting it. They did all that. Dave Burton laid it by himself. He built those piers by
wow.
himself.
And then
all volunteered.
Speaking of Huber, Mike Huber and
oh, yeah.
and Michelle, right? And that donated the big barbecue.
The smoker.
Oh, right. Yep, they did. And what a success. I mean, it really was a success. On the last night, you know, we sold the raffle tickets for it, and I think
Who won that?
Danny Brugman.
Oh,
our announcer won it. Yeah, there was a kind of a little bit of a convoluted thing there, but yes, he did. And
everybody had a chance.
Everyone had a chance. There was like $1,100 worth of raffle tickets
fabulous.
Sold for it. So, you know, it was just one thing after another. Our big nights, you know, KIXE for the 4th of July night.
Fantastic.
You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center came in this year and were a big partner with us. They took 1,000 tickets. Mercy Hospital took 1,000 tickets for their night. And so we're looking at going out and doing that with some of our other larger employees and maybe some employee associations and see if they want to do this as well.
It's a great night. I mean, you go out and you have baseball,
yeah.
first of all. First
yeah.
of all, it's baseball. And, you know, frankly... You know, I don't like to watch baseball on TV. But when you get out there with these kids.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but Linda does. And so now if Linda likes it, I do.
I get excited with the Giants.
That when Linda watches,
World Series.
I do
sure.
like I like baseball on the air. Anyway, but being there, smelling it, I mean, you know, listening
so
to
fun.
It, that pop of the, you know, of the ball into the glove.
Oh, yeah.
Rick Bassetti screaming from the sidelines.
So all-American.
That was so American.
Occasionally.
Hey, we're playing American rules.
Yeah,
we're playing American
rules. American
League rules.
American League rules.
American League rules.
American League rules.
Nicaragua here, what we were doing.
Yeah. No, that was a fun night.
Fun night. That was rare. You know, and the funny thing is when the coach, what your coach this year?
Mike Walker. He was
Mike was in here, a gentleman, quiet. That night we went to see him in the game. He gets thrown out of the game. Okay, no more radio for you today.
Well, you know, we just had a call and asked for permission for an organization to talk to Mike about managing them this year. And it's the Marysville Gold Sox. They're moving into a new league. They're going to leave the model that we are in right now, where they're playing 40 at home and very few on the road, and they're joint league. They have some new owners that want to try this, and so they're going to play 30 games at home and 30 games on the road.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and so they called and asked if they would be okay if they talked with Mike. And we said, absolutely. You know, I mean, and that the whole thing about this is for our college players to get better, our coaches to get better and move along.
Yeah.
We're just building, helping people move along, you know. And,
well, you know,
and
part of what we
did. And it's great entertainment, by the way.
Yeah. It is.
It's an event. It's an event. It's not just a game anymore. People come, they see friends, and they spend a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour talking with friends.
In the back, having a hot dog and a glass of wine.
You know, there's times I've missed the first four innings.
Yeah.
Because going back, I said, okay, honey, I'm going to go get a hot dog. Four innings later, I make my way back into it.
Snow cone. When is the last time? I haven't had a snow cone. They have the best snow cones. I haven't had a snow cone probably 20 years.
If you have not gone to Colt 45 Baseball, let me kind of explain.
Sure.
Okay, you park your car. You don't park it right behind the fence because you know why? Because they're hitting foul balls and coming back, and you hear the thunking on somebody's car. So you park a little bit away, but that's okay because you got people out there watching the cars.
Right.
Thank you very much, Colt 45s.
Thank you very much, Mission.
Thank you.
Good News Rescue Mission.
Good News Rescue Mission gave us four guys.
And how wonderful to give them purpose.
Right.
Yeah. And they're out there with their gloves.
Right.
So they're catching too. So you come in through the gate. If you have season tickets, it's so much easier. You just show your – and then, of course, after you've got season tickets, they know you. You just kind of wander through there. and you find your seat. And and there isn't a bad seat in the whole place, first of all. And they start out with the national anthem, and everybody's out there, you know, and you're
Lynn
singing.
Curry's little kid. I mean, she's a voice coach here in town, and she lines up all these guest singers. And Linda's done a beautiful job for us on 4th of July.
I keep saying to Lynn, when are you going to sing? Oh, I'm just not. Well, you know, you're booking everybody else, but when are you going to do it? Calling you out, Lynn, to sing the national anthem.
There you go. There you go.
And so while you're there, of course, if you need to get something to drink and eat. Yeah. Hot dog and drink. $5.
Right.
Tri-tip, and I'm talking about a huge tri-tip stacked up with a big chunk of watermelon on it, $6.
Right.
I mean, you can eat it and not finish it all. Snow cones, beer, wine, mostly Sellers was there. And but then the bottom line is it's good baseball. You listen, you know, I mean, the
31 and 17 this year.
31 and 17.
And the team great set baseball. An all-time record for home runs in a season.
Oh, and let's talk about our friends from
North State Security.
North State Security paid $100 every time there was a home run, right?
Right.
I bet at some point they may have said, you know what, we should maybe rethink this for next year. These guys are hammering.
Well, Lance even put in one. Lance Beck, he's a wonderful, wonderful guy, just a huge partner of what's happening down there for us with the 45s.
Mm-hmm.
Lance said, okay, $100 a home run. You know, it's going to go to the CASA program here in Shasta County for North Valley Catholic Social Services.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if someone, though, hits a grand slam in the last inning to win the game, I'll give him $500. And it wasn't like the first or second series.
Yeah.
We had Braxton Phillips, who's playing at Chico State, comes up, hits a grand slam to win the game for us, and there's a $500 contribution.
Mm. Yeah, well, I tell you what. And so thank you so much, North State Security.
Yes, absolutely.
But I mean, and that was great because every time they said, oh, there's another $100.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay. Yeah. And then the announcer says, oh, that's $4,000 this season. And I'm like, whoa, the price of security just went up this year.
Well, 50 home runs, and we had two games knocked out for reason, but 38 games we had 50 home runs.
Yeah. Well, you know, you had one because there was a death in the other team. They were in a car wreck or something, and they canceled. But you brought in some other guys. I tell you what, too, you know, there was brawls. There was, I mean, if you want to watch baseball, they had bench-clearing brawls, you know, where everybody grabs each other and shakes and laughs, you know.
They do the dance.
They do the dance out there.
Well, that's congratulations, great. Rick Bassetti, because from the year prior to this last year, or 2015, what a difference. I just can say, you know, going there and feeling the cleanliness and the organization the friendliness. I mean, why wouldn't you want to go? So congratulations. I know
Thank
that
you,
you were the captain of the ship to make that whole thing. You have to get your people around. You're only as good as your crew.
Your first mate, too,
Whoa,
Patty.
Yeah, yeah she's the coordinator for all the volunteers.
She's wonderful. Cook. On top of it, you're cooking tri-tip.
Yeah, because I watched Rick Rossetti sweat through his shirt, dry off, sweat through his shirt, and not dry off there when you're cooking and trying to run around doing it. And there's Patty right there with she's got everything in her hands, and people are running up to her she's like watching the Sergeant Major.
We had like 60 different volunteers that Patty coordinated over the course of 40 home games, and not all of them worked every night. And you know, and then we had the Future Farmers Association from Anderson High School. They sent kids in to us, you know, so. This year, with our nonprofit organizations, I think the 45s were able to give back about $23,000 to other nonprofits here in town. And so,
how much?
$23,000.
That's great.
Sharing our gate with them.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is, you know what, you've done so much in this town. I could say former mayor, former councilman, but he's the Colt 45's manager, former professional big league baseball player out there in the bigs.
Yeah.
And he's here now as the general manager of the Colt 45's building a dream. And, you know, we talk about Field of Dreams. Well, we have Field of Dreams here, and we're watching it grow, and we just are so proud to be part of this.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, Rick Bassetti is our guest. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 in the morning here on the 21st of September. I hope everybody's having a great morning because it's going to be a wonderful, beautiful week.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce builds relationships. Relationships not just on a first-name basis, but a partnership based on trust and respect between you and your bank, which instills confidence and provides you with the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. If you are ready to build that relationship with your local community bank, give Reading Bank of Commerce a call, 530-224-3333.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Oh, I like that song.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. We're so happy to be back here. Back in Redding, back in God's country here.
Yes, it is.
8:33 in the morning, 68 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. Anywhere from 95 to 98, 605-4567 is our phone number. Weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my place I'm going down to today. I am so shaggy, I can't even recognize me when I look in the mirror. That hair must be out to what? An inch? Anyway, on the sides.
That's good, Carl.
Yeah, hey, look, you know, it's man's last stronghold, a better-known business, discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's like the Cheers of barbershops. Why wouldn't anybody go to Cypress Square Barbershop? And head on down the street, of course, to a classic cafe with Millie and Kathy. Breakfast, lunch, and big hugs when you walk in there. It's like a mini museum, watching and seeing all those photos on the walls. And Rick, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Okay. Welcome back, everybody. It's 8:34 in the morning. Rick Bassetti, general manager of the Colt 45s. We're here with Rick as a kind of a roundup of the season here.
Well, you know, Carl, I also want to thank you guys here, because you guys at KCNR 1460, you guys stepped in a couple years ago and said, yeah, we'll broadcast your games. And you brought in Nate Abarea on a bet, you know, is it going to work or not?
Yeah.
And Nate did a fantastic job.
He did.
He did a fantastic job. And he's like this coach that we had now. Nate's
right.
Moving on to bigger and better things as well.
Yes.
And that's what this whole organization is about. But you guys have stepped in. You've carried our games when it really probably we didn't know if anyone would. And when you look at the top echelon of summer collegiate programs, they always have a radio station who carries their games and broadcasts them, and they let the local people know it. And I know that you've got followers all over the nation.
All over Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Because you've got players from
the Baroas. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And we get emails from parents that say, oh, thank you so much, because, of course, they can't be here to watch their kids.
Right.
And how to make sure they get into the archives. And we save every one of those games. So if that kid doesn't do anything else but hits that grand slam in the bottom of the ninth,
yeah,
he's always going to have it. He can show it to his kids, his grandkids, and great-grandkids.
Record it and listen. They can listen to it over and over
just
again.
Just like that.
Well, but, and, you know, the other big, huge part of our organization, the success, is the quality and the neat, neat host families that we have. Because these kids, we bring in 30 kids, and we have families put these kids into their homes, give them their own room, and, you know, make food available. And making food available for a 20-year-old male who might be a sophomore in college, that's making a lot of food available.
That's a lot of food available.
That's a lot of food available.
Well, I think I'll just eat this roast that seems to be left over here.
Exactly.
Oh, you mean dinner tonight. Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Well, here's some comments in here. Rick and partners have done a great job with that ballpark. It is so fun. He's doing and living what he loves. And by the way, congratulations, Grandpa.
Yeah, Grandpa. Yep.
Heading back to Boston here to see the latest one, Finn.
Finn.
Finn Bassetti. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's Finn Robert Martin Bassetti.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, we're so excited. Patty's just floating around the house right now.
She's just
floating. She's going to get to hold her grandson.
Okay. You've built from 40 a night.
To 690.
To 690. And you've shown me what, you know, where you'd like to go with this. Let's, let's share with our listeners and people that have been now that are now part of the Colt 45 mystique that are in here, the things you've got going next.
Well, very few. I've learned in my life that very few successes or successful organizations do it on their own. And so we've always partnered with people. And so I mentioned earlier to you, we're going to continue to partner with the City of Redding Parks and Recreation. In October, coming up, at the CSAC meeting, we have plans in there for 4 tournament-level bocce courts to be built right next to our
bocce
beer garden.
Courts. Yes.
Yeah, and we're going to be partnering with the Sons of Italy to do this. And so it's right on track, and hopefully we get them completed and finished up here during the fall, maybe early winter.
Now, people say, well, how many people play bocce ball? Lots of people play bocce ball. I was surprised.
And if you have the facilities available, you'll have a lot more.
They have tournaments.
So don't be surprised this season if people will come. You know, we had that laser tag out there this year for the kids.
Wasn't that something?
That was so much fun. You know, Colleen Levitt and her family run that business. They came out and just did a fantastic job with it. Now we'll have bocce out there as well if people want to come out. I was told that the Sons of Italy, if we get these things built, or when we get them built, that they would be moving their Paisano days into the fall, early fall, to coordinate with Columbus Day. And so they would have it in South City Park.
You know what? I think that would be a great idea because there's plenty of parking.
Mm-hmm.
There's it's close into everything. You can just get. I'm not even sure that park's big enough.
Well, it would be big enough for 10,000.
Okay.
I really think it would be. When you look at what they had down at Anderson, you know, at the River Park there, and nothing against them, but it was a long ways for them to go and to take 3,000 tables and chairs and all that sort of thing, right? Now they're only like 3 or 4 miles from their their facility. I think they'd be great. You have the tennis courts there to do your dancing on, put the Lou White Band like they've always played and for years and years.
You've got the stadium there, I guess.
Well, and we've told them, we'll open up. They'll be able to use all of the concession, the seating, the bathrooms, whatever. You know, they'll have all that stuff to be able to use.
That was what I was thinking. But then you've got automatic seating for people.
People can go
places
sit
to put your cup in.
Exactly, exactly. You know, I was just at the Compass Shining Care fundraiser here, and I was there with Gene Keene and Mimi Mosley. You mentioned Mosley Family Venue. So we started talking about we might be doing something like a fan fest this year before the season starts out at Tiger Field, where we'll have all of these baseball skill games things, you know, set up for people, you know, who can run the fastest, who can throw the fastest, who can hit the furthest, who can catch the highest pop fly, you know, stuff like this that if you go to a major league, they always have a fan fest during the All-Star Games. So we're going to kind of model something along those lines and invite the community in and get everyone jazzed up again. And it's open to any age. You know, you could have anyone. You buy your tickets and go try your skill sets and things like that. So there's a lot of ideas floating around. A lot of people really want to get involved with us and continue it on. You know, you guys now can be a testimony, I think, anyway, when people say it's too hot to go there.
No.
You know, that ballpark is in shade. All this, all the fan air is in shade by 7:15, 7:30.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's hot out there, but you're sitting in the shade. It's not like you're moving around, and there's always water and the snow cones.
Thank you, Mount Shasta Springwater. This year, Mount Shasta Springwater donated every bottle of water that we sold.
How wonderful is that?
How many thousands?
I think it was 180 cases.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, we had three different shipments over the 2 months of 60 cases. It was huge.
What about expansion of the seating?
Well,
because let's just look at this. Is that we can get this many people in there?
Right.
But we can only get this many people.
Right. Right. And right now there's a.
I say we.
I'm not partnership.
I'm not on the board. I'm not. You know. I'm not coaching. I don't go down there and build things. You know. We broadcast and we provide that. But it's. I kind of like to think of this as a community we.
Oh, it is.
Well, everybody.
The Colt 45s are community owned.
Yeah.
It isn't owned by me.
No,
it isn't owned by a board.
True.
It's a community owned team. We are a
501c3
community owned team.
$23,000 worth of money went back into our 501s.
Right. And that's not counting the money that we're doing taking care of the ball field. Like the men's league started up their league. The 45s dragged the field, chalked the field, lined the field. And then when they were done, the guys walked away. We go out, we fix the mound, we fix home plate, we fix up the field again. Okay, so we're doing that now for them. And you know, it's just going to be a partnership everywhere we can. And so I was mentioning earlier about a grant. There's a historical parks grant out there that, and you know, we can get up to $500,000. And so this is still in the dreaming stage of it, but I'd love to see like an open air bandstand type of to wrap around our seating that we have now. You got to leave the airflow to get through because that's what makes it nice and cool and comfortable down there. And then add another 500 seats on this. And so if we're fortunate enough to get this grant for $500,000, the 45s would put, you know, what we're proposing, we'd put $50,000 a year of our ticket money towards this, and then get in kind from people like, you know, Huber Burton and Muse Concrete. And get these. There's enough companies around here that we could throw together a couple $100,000 of in kind, and I think that we would be high on the list for these people, showing them the success we're already having.
Sure.
You know, that makes it a little bit easier for you, too. There's other grants that we want to try to get as well. And so,
How many more seats?
500 at the most.
Yeah.
Because once we're right just under the 1,000,
And once we go over 1,000, it's a huge increase in cost because have to add bathrooms. And
that's
true. We're going to have to go build from, and not that it's a, not that we're not already ADA compliant, but then you have another level of ADA compliancy that has to come into it as well. And so every time, you know, it just adds cost. That's what it is. It just
that's
adds
the
cost.
Whole thing, because then it becomes, it gets into the bureaucratic side of it. It's not just say, oh, let's just put another 300 seats in here.
Right.
On either side.
Right.
Now it becomes, now we have to now build things up. We have to build more bathrooms.
Right.
And then the overall cost.
Stuff that isn't. Right. That it doesn't generate revenue.
No, it doesn't, and it's cost. But if you don't do it,
but
you
if
can't
you're
going
to, but so if you make that jump, you don't do it for 100 seats.
No.
You're going to do it for 500 to 750 seats.
You know, you have to do that, and then we fill those up.
Oh, we will, and that's all part of the plan. It's just a matter of time.
We'll
get it done.
Of course, we're all looking for. We all know what we want.
Right? Yeah.
We want the stadium.
Yeah, we'd like to have a stadium.
We want the
Love
stadium.
It.
Yeah,
like they have down in and get a AAA team in. No, I just keep it waiting.
See, one of the things that people don't understand about becoming part of organized baseball. You become part of organized baseball, if we were in the California League, we would be the furthest northern team. Okay, if we were in the Northwest League, which is Oregon and Washington and Idaho, we would be the furthest south team. And so your transportation costs would be huge for any organization that would come in here,
right.
Unless there became a northern division of the California League along those lines.
You know what? We got great baseball.
But that's summer collegiate baseball is
it's
a,
great
it's
baseball.
A nice form. It's not hugely expensive. And when you go to those leagues, people aren't paying $5 to get in and $3 for veterans and seniors.
No.
Now you're paying $12 to get in, $10. You know, I mean, it's and
everything
we don't,
goes
we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. We want to keep our stuff right where it is.
We've got a success here. We just need to build and just keep it going like this. And every summer, have something like this.
Have something
I love
more.
It. Okay. Rick Bassetti, of course, is our guest here, the general manager of the Colt 45s, the man with the vision on how the Colt 45s are going to be, and so far has been building his vision. We're going to take a quick break now. This portion of the show brought to you by another veteran-owned business, Alliance Heating and Air. Martin's been in the business for well over 20 years, and he and his crew of professionals can do anything. Now, it's still a little bit warm, so you know, but it's at the end of the summer, but now you need to make sure that your heaters are ready because, you know, if it's just like we do, sometimes we go from 98 to 40, just like that. So, you know, if you don't have your heaters, haven't been checked, you need to have them serviced, head up to Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Like I said, a veteran-owned business who does a lot for our community, supports this community in a million different ways. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us, we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchard. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. ConsciousLivingYoga.com, 246-7256.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Oh, put me in, coach.
Yeah.
I'm ready to play today. Put me in, coach.
Rick Flay.
I'm ready to play.
He goes.
Look at me. We're all ready to play. Welcome back to our show, Free Fire Radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, the 21st of September. Hey, we're going to talk about mental health problems and things and ways of handling that tomorrow. There's going to be a Women's Fund forum on mental health from 12 to 1:30 on tomorrow at Sequoia Middle School in their auditorium there. Leon Evans from San Antonio, they've come up with some really novel approaches to treating mental health problems where they don't put them in jail. They've got different ways of doing it. So this could be a great forum to listen to, because frankly, and Rick, put on your ex city, you know, leader hat here. We can't keep putting them in jail because we don't have room,
right?
And we can't keep them in emergency rooms or the hospital because that's, you know, it's just too expensive. We need to have a
neither place, Carl, do they get the proper
treatment
that they're going to need. And,
yes.
And I don't have to put on my old hat. I can keep my Colt 45 hat on because there's about 15 of them in South City Park most of the time.
Right.
You know, I mean, we do, and they're not violent people. They're not bad people. They get loud sometimes. They do things that they shouldn't be doing. You know, they're inappropriate, but it's because they're just not fully capacitated. You know, they're not.
They're not all there.
Yeah.
And we see them all the time here.
Right.
And I'm coming out here in front of our studio and screaming at the posters because
right.
they don't agree with the posters of I'm not sure which one, but we wave at them as they go by.
Sure.
But, you know, it's going to be interesting to – it'd be great if we get him on. But, you know, talking about mental health and talking about, you know, the funding for it. And then when you get into that, then you start talking about places for during the day.
Mm-hmm.
For people that perhaps if there was a place during the day, Sam Allen wouldn't be fighting them every day down
right.
in Library Park right there. If there was a place to put people that were homeless or transients or maybe a little bit off mentally,
right.
all of that. Anyway, okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, welcome back, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. You had a great trip. Hey, Rick, just a quick comment. I wanted to let you know that I was 8 years old in 1956 down there at Tiger Field when we formed the first Pop Warner a league in town. We only had one. We didn't have them all over the place like we got now. But that's when the Reading Colts were formed, and we had our practices at Tiger Field, and it was an old Grinsey. I mean, it was terrible. But anyway, I wanted to just give you all the applause I can in what you've done down there, and we're so proud of you. So thank you again.
Thank you, Billy Bob. And you know, it's Tiger Field, for people that are listening, was established at that location in 1923. And so it has been there for so long. So many. Think of the tens of thousands of kids that have played on that field in one form or another, in football and that sort of thing. So, Billy Bob, I thank you for those comments. You know, we're going to have our mailings are going to be going out. We're going to be sending out all of our renewals for our season pass holders at the end of December.
Which, by the way,
yeah,
If you are going to do it, you better do it when you get it, because you've got like a waiting list. Right?
We have a waiting list. It's a nice problem. First time we've ever had this. You know, we had a waiting list. People have already picked out rows and sections of seats. So if people aren't going to renew their seats, they've already put in the request for certain seats at the ballpark. And, you know, this year we ended up with season passes all totaling 342. And my personal goal, I'm going to get out and sell some more on top of that. I mean, last year before we had about a 95% retention. I'm going to drop it to 80% retention, just being conservative. And I'm going to go out and sell another 100 season passes for this year. I want to have 400 season passes.
Do you have that many seats?
We've got 400 of the green seats. But see, we also have season passes, just general season passes for $175. That just allows you to come on into the ballpark.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. See, the 325, oh, cool. The 325 is for your seat. The 175 is you come in and you go and sit wherever you want to sit.
By the way, I would like to talk to you about my drink holder. Somebody.
I know.
Yeah.
Those are being ordered and repaired.
I think you're need to make them out of stainless steel here, because I'm thinking what's happening. People put their hands on it, you know, or something.
They
like
use
that.
Them for leverage to get up, and they snap them off. We've lost probably 15 to 20 of those in the front row. And I've got a call into the guy. We've talked about it. And he says, well, we're thinking about reinforcing him with some aluminum, but it's going to cost more, Rick. And I said, I understand. So,
hey, you got to have a place to put that. Ice cold water.
Absolutely.
There you
well,
go.
Our big sponsor last year on those, the people who made those available, is Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Well, really?
They sponsored every one of those cup holders, you know.
Really?
And so, yes.
Well, you know what? Shasta Regional Medical Center, you know, treating people well.
Yep, always.
And that's, you know, that's just part of what they do.
So when you get your notice in December about here's your season passes coming up, you know, please respond.
Well, you know, the thing is that we had the people that were next to us didn't show up for a number of games. So one day I was sitting there because the parents were, he shows up. Wasn't a very nice guy.
He was.
he's not a very nice guy. I mean, there's ways of saying it. Like when people were sitting in our seats, I go, hey, I'm sorry, excuse me, but okay. And they move. It wasn't like I'm going to punch you in the face.
Right.
Of course, he didn't do that either. But it's so if you want to get good seats.
Yeah.
And how much are they?
$325 for the stadium seats. Okay,
right.
And that's you get your name on them. It says reserved for,
right.
And it'd either be for your company or for your individuals. You can see we have married couples that have their seats down there.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Not sitting together.
No,
I'm just kidding about that, of course.
And, you know, this year we had some new partnerships that really helped us out a lot. You know, Channel 7. They came in and became partners with us this year. The Record Searchlight came in. So the big pushes this year and how we're going to get to that next level is I'm going to try to get my season passes sales up. And then also we're really going to get out in January, February, March and sell the pavilion, the company nights down there, you know, where you can bring 50 people, employees, their families, whatever. And for the $10 that you pay per head, that gets them the entrance into it. You sit down right next to the dugout. You're further out onto the field than the players are in the dugout.
Hmm.
And so you have a prime spot to sit down there. You're on the grass. Some people like it down there because it's about 5 to 10 degrees cooler because you're sitting on grass.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the bleachers there for them, too. And it comfortably holds 50 to 100 people. And so I'll be out to companies and say, for $500, treat your company employees and their families to a night with the Colt 45s.
Mm-hmm.
And you get recognized, we'll recognize you in that sort
of
thing.
I just want to know, are you going to bring in the, like Bill Veeck did, the person of extremely short stature to be a pitch hitter?
No, I don't think we'll
do that. Oh, you're not going to do the Bill Veeck thing like that?
No, no. But what you do remind me of is this year, in our 38 home games, we had a combined over of 100 different bat boys. Because you can go online and you can ask to reserve a night for if your boy is 9 or girl is 9 years of age or older, then they can be a bat boy with the Colt 45s. And you make that request
our
online.
Our grandson did that and just, oh, he came out of there. He was so stoked up.
Yes, he was.
So, this year we might have to maybe bring him back and put him in
one of our camps.
Put him in,
one of our 3-day camps. You know, we have 3-day camps where the kids come. It's been $100. It's run through the Reading Parks and Recreation. And they're coached by these collegiate players.
Wow.
Who, by the way, everyone we met, every one of those kids was great.
Yeah.
I mean, they were polite. They appreciated what was being done. And you know what? They stayed. I think Some of them had to go back a little bit early, but I think they all were right here to the bitter end.
Right.
Where we were losing other teams because all the kids were going home.
Right, exactly. Our players so enjoyed what a lot of people don't understand is you say, okay, this kid's from USC or this kid from here and here. Normal college baseball games don't draw a lot of people. And so when you put 690 people in a ballpark, especially the size of ours, it's small, it's intimate. That's a nice way of saying small. You know, they're loud, they're right on top of them, and the kids love it. They respond, and they play well.
You know what? And when all the games we were there, we didn't hear anybody really, you know,
Being negative.
You know what?
Even against the opposition.
Well, not against the opposition so much, but the umpires a few
times.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, everybody.
Yeah.
But you get to yell at the umpire. That's part of, if you're not yelling at the umpire now and then, you're not in a baseball game, you know?
Exactly.
So, anyway.
Especially
okay.
when they don't know the American League rule.
The American League rule. I said, what, is this Nicaragua rule? What are we doing here? Of course, that's so much about baseball. I know. Anyhow. Okay. Rick Bassetti, general manager, has been our guest today of the Colt 45s, a man with a vision who is putting that vision into action, raised
great
over $23,000 in funds for charities last year, is expanding the park. You know, it just gives everybody a great venue.
Well, thank you all very much. We're looking forward to another partnership for this year. We're looking forward to wrap it up, he says.
Well we've got it.
You're out.
Congratulations.
I think we've got a new announcer, but we're going to have lunch
this
week.
We're happy to be.
And so, you're going to be leaving Wednesday, so maybe when you get back, we'll have lunch
with our guys.
Because just like everybody else, Nate Alvarez is also, we kind of shoved him out of the nest, and Nate, it's time to go. Go out and expand here.
Yep.
Anyway, hey, tomorrow, mental health and us in here in the North State.
Us here
in the North State. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's $1 million bond for Baby Doe's mother. No bail for her boyfriend. Rochelle Bond is the mother of 2-year-old Bella Bond. The child, known as Baby Doe, was found dead in a trash bag washed up on a Boston Harbor Island back in June. Her boyfriend, Michael McCarthy, is charged with killing Bella. It's a big day in Cuba's third largest city.
Francisco! Francisco!
Crowds chanting the Pope's name as he celebrates Mass in Holguín, Cuba. Tomorrow, Francis arrives in Washington. Home sales took a tumble last month, falling by the largest amount since January. A significant number of your fellow Americans are very wary of Washington.
49% of those questioned by Gallup view the federal government as an immediate threat to rights and freedoms. An additional 15% have at least some concerns the government is violating personal